This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins dropped a fourth straight game with a 2-1 loss in Kansas City last night. They did get some good pitching from new acquisition Dean Kramer.
Dean did a good job. I mean, he had the bases loaded situation he navigated out of, only giving up one run. I mean, AJ made a 2-0 pitch that stayed in the middle of the plate and got hit. But other than that, we threw the ball good. I think the biggest story is we got to figure out a way, which we've done all year, figure out a way to create more offense, create more opportunities. Today, the only opportunity we really had was, you know, when they made the play, and we just got to move on.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton, whose team had a bases loaded one-out situation in the fourth but grounded into a double play and played it only a single run. The Royals go for the sweep tonight. On the flip side, the AAA Saints won for a four straight time. They beat Louisville and St. Paul last night 4-1. The Minnesota Lynx put a 10-game win streak on the line tonight when they host the LA Sparks at the Target Center. The Vikings had a fully padded practice yesterday. They'll be off today. Tight end TJ Hockenson says he's enjoying camp.
I mean, I've always, you know, loved playing for KO. He's really smart with football, obviously, you know, as an offensive mind and putting us in positions to win and you know, trusting in his players to go out there and make plays. And I think, you know, that's something that he's really, you know, done a lot, you know, throughout my time here is just, you know, players are going to make plays and go out there and do it.
Meanwhile, Vikings co-owner Mark Wolf met with reporters yesterday and says,
"We know what success looks like, and success to us, obviously, our ultimate goal is winning Super Bowls and championships, but I'll follow the coach's cue, and we're going about it day at a time. We're going to be highly competitive. Our goal is, of course, to win the division, compete in the playoffs, and win Super Bowls, and that's always the gauge we have to go by every single year."
The Vikings will be back to practice tomorrow at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.